So let's review. The Mishnah continues with several specific halachas regarding the chiyuv galus of a harig b'shgaga. Zok the Mishnah. Hazarik even l'shus aram v'harag harei z'gaila. If someone throws a stone into a public area and inadvertently kills someone, he's sent into exile. The Gemara determines the exact circumstances of this case by the process of elimination. The Mishnah cannot be simply understood that he threw a stone into a public area without checking whether there are any bystanders, because meizidhu. And the Gemara of Baba Kama refers to it as the shagig karv lemeizidhu. This would be considered a case of gross negligence, almost a deliberate act, and he's not exiled. Likewise, besides kaisala ibayle leyune, if he was demolishing a wall into a public area, he also should have checked for bystanders. Rather, the Mishnah refers to a case of besides kaisala la'ashpa. He's demolishing a wall into a garbage dump, and it depends as follows. Ishchichi barabim peshehu. If the public frequents the area, it's a negligent act. Iloishchichi barabim onesu. If the public does not frequent the area, it's almost an unavoidable accident. In either case, he's not exiled. Rather, la'ashpa hasuyi liponis babalaila ve'in hasuyi liponis babayayim ve'ikka demikri b'yasef. We're discussing an area that is usually used as a bathroom during the night, but rarely during the daytime. Therefore, he is somewhat negligent and considered a shagig, an exile. However, the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, im mikashu yatzisa ha'even miyadai hoitzi alo asreisha v'kibla hariz apater. If the victim entered the public area after the perpetrator released the stone, he is exempt, as the pasuk says, u'matza esreihu v'meis, and we expound, prat l'mamtzias atzmai. This excludes a case where the victim appeared after the act. The Mishnah continues, and in contrast to the previous case of a Zerik Eben L'Shasaram V'Harag, Hariz Gaila teaches, however, Zerik is a Eben L'Chatzere V'Harag. If one threw a stone into his own courtyard and inadvertently killed someone, it depends. Im Yesh Rishus L'Nizik L'Kanz L'Sham Gaila, V'Mlav Ein Gaila. If the victim had permission to be in the courtyard, the owner is liable. But if it did not, the owner is exempt. This is derived from the Pasuk about Sheyava Yisri Ehu Bayar, and we expound, Mahaya Rishus Lenizig Lamazik Likonis Lasham, Avkol Rishus Lenizig Lamazik Likonis Lasham, Yotza Chatzar Balabayas, Shein Rishus Lenizig Likonis Lasham. One is only exiled if he killed a person in an area where both the perpetrator and the victim are permitted to be there, such as the forest. However, if the victim entered the perpetrator's courtyard without permission, the owner is exempt. The Mishnah concludes, Abishol Oimer, Macha Tovis Eitzim Rishus Avkol Rishus. The Torah uses the example of chopping wood to teach us that one is only liable if he inadvertently killed a person during a voluntary act, such as chopping wood, but not during an obligatory act. For example, Yotza Avis Mahamakez Benoi, Varav Haredes Tamidei Vishlich Bezdin. If a father struck his son, a teacher disciplined his student, or an agent of Bezdin administered Malkus and inadvertently killed the victim, they are exempt since they were fulfilling a mitzvah obligation. The Gemara asks, Amalei Ahum Rabban L'Rava Memai De Machtoves Eitzim De Rishus Deme Machtoves Eitzim De Sukkah U Machtoves Eitzim De Maracha Vafel Hachem Rachman Ligli. Perhaps the pasuk refers to chopping wood for a mitzvah purpose, such as for a sukkah or for the bonfire on the Mizbeach, and still one is liable for exile. Rava suggested two answers. Kiven De Matzah Chatev Lav Mitzvah Hashtanami Lav Mitzvah. The pasuk cannot be referring to a mitzvah because there is no obligation to chop wood for a sukkah or for the Mizbeach if chopped wood is available. This indicates that chopping wood is not part of the mitzvah, but merely a hechsher mitzvah. However, the Gemara points out, Ha'ava maka es benoi, b'harava reides talmidoi, avagav de gomer mitzvah. A father who beat his son or a teacher who beat his student performs a mitzvah in all circumstances, even when the son or student is behaving properly. As the pasuk says, Yasser bintcho b'yanechecho v'yitem adanu l'nafshecha. Discipline your child so that he will give you nachas. However, Rava then added that the better answer is because the pasuk says, V'asher yavei yisrei'ehu bayar. The pasuk refers to one choosing to enter the forest. Therefore, we clearly are not discussing chopping wood for a mitzvah because then his entering the forest would be obligatory. The Gemara cites a different version of this exchange regarding another halacha. The pasuk says, "Bacharish u'bekatzer tishbos." One may not plow or harvest during Shemitah, and the Mishnah in Masechta Shviyos points out, "Ein litzarach leim bacharish shel shviyos u'bekatzer shel shviyos er kevar nemra sod cholei sizma v'karma cholei sizma." This pasuk cannot refer to plowing and harvesting during the Shemitah year because this is expressly forbidden in another pasuk. Therefore, Bishmol explains, Macharish Rishus, Avkatzer Rishus, Yatze Katzir Ha'imer Shehu Mitzvah. Just as plowing is always a voluntary activity, so too the pasuk only forbids voluntary harvesting. However, it is permitted to harvest grain during Shemitah for a mitzvah such as harvesting barley for the Karban Omer, the mincha offered on the 16th of Nisan. The Gemara asks, Amalei Hum Rabbanan L'Rava. Mimai de harisha de rishos, de macharishas, oimer de mitzvah, fafelahachem rachmana tishbais. Perhaps the pasuk refers to plowing the grain to grow for the oimer, and nevertheless forbids this. Rebbe suggested two answers. Kivin de matzah charish, enu charish, lav mitzvah. There's no obligation to plow for the oimer if grain is available. This indicates that plowing is not part of the mitzvah. However, Rashi adds, afil a matzah katzer mitzvah liktzer lishma. It is a mitzvah to harvest grain specifically for the oimer. Ketzira dumi de charisha. Ma charisha matzah charish enu charish av ketzira nami. The pasuk compares harvesting to plowing. Therefore, just as one does not need to plow if there was grain available, so too the pasuk is discussing a case where one would not harvest if there was grain available. Clearly, we're not discussing obligatory harvesting, and so we can expound that one may harvest for a mitzvah during Shemitah. Zakta Mishnah av goylal dehaben. A father is exiled for inadvertently killing his son. The Gemara challenges this ruling from the earlier Mishnah, Yotzah hava makas benoy. If a father was fulfilling his obligation to beat his son and inadvertently killed him, he's not exiled. The Gemara answers, Beshuli de nagari, the gomer ubnasachriti. Our Mishnah refers to a carpenter's apprentice who also has another trade. Therefore, although teaching one's son a trade is a mitzvah, in this case the father was not fulfilling a mitzvah since he already learned a trade. The Mishnah continues, Va'ben goyla de ha'av, and the son is exiled for inadvertently killing his father. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a braisa. The pasuk refers to Hayrik Bishkoga as Maki Nefesh Bishkoga, and we expound Prat Lamaki Aviv. This excludes one who kills their father, as Rashi explains, Shuchayv Alav Misa Bechabur Ba'alma, since Bemezid he would be liable for merely wounding him. The Gemara offers two answers. HaRib Shimon V'HaRabbanon. This is a machlek is Rib Shimon V'Rabbanon based on another machlek as they have a Masech to Sanhedrin, which the Gemara explains at length. Prad la Isach HaBura Ba'aviv B'Shegik. The earlier pasuk only excludes from Golas one who wounds his father and teaches us that we do not reason ki even the mezid bar katoluhu b'Shegik nami legally, since a deliberate act of wounding one's father is punishable by death, an unintentional act should be punished with exile. Mishnah continues, HaKol Goyal Na'adei Yisrael. V'Yisrael Goyal Na'ayideihen. Everyone is liable for killing a Jew, and a Jew is liable for killing anyone. Chotz Ma'al Yidei Ger Toshav, with the exception that if a Jew kills a Ger Toshav, he's not exiled. A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael and keeps the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. The Gemara explains, HaKol La'asui Eved V'Kuti. Mishnah includes a slave and a Kuti as per the following braisa. Eved V'Kuti Goyle V'Loika Al-Yidei Yisrael. V'Yisrael Goyle V'Loika Al-Yidei Kuti V'Eved. And the Gemara explains, Eved v'kuti goyla v'loika al-dei Yisrael, goyla de-katle, v'loika de-lache. A slave and a kuti are exiled for killing a Jew, and they get malchus for cursing a Jew. V'yisrael goyla v'loika al-dei kuti v'eved goyla de-katle, loika k'gerenshei ko ha-kor she'im v'shabapruta. A Jew is exiled for killing a slave or a kuti, and he gets malchus if he strikes him in a way where it's not obligated in monetary payment. However, he does not get malchus for cursing him because the pasuk says, "V'nasi ba'amcha leitar, ba'isa ma'isa amcha." One is only liable for cursing someone who acts as a Jew.